One day before the tournament, Pokemon Go unveiled a balance patch, which completely upended the team plan I was trying to do. I had to remake my entire team in one day.
One day before the regional.
Yeah, one day before the regional. Like, the night before I competed, I had to remake my team. The person who was top seed in my group, their opponent didn't show up, so they couldn't put that match on stream. They put me. My first time ever going.
First regional.
First regional
new
turn
rules.
Play. New rules. First time I was on stream and I was up against the Gym Jammer. Massive shout out. He's a friend of mine. He completely wiped the floor with me. I have been working ever since then to improve my skills.
I'm here with
Nate, aka Night Freeze.
And how long have you played Pokemon?
So a lot of people know me for my competitive success in Pokemon Go,
ooh,
but I've actually been playing Pokemon since before Go even came out. I started collecting cards in 2009.
How did you first get involved with the competitive Pokemon Go scene?
I first got involved during COVID because that was when Go Battle League also came out in Pokemon Go. I started watching some YouTubers and streamers who played that, and I got like really involved in that community.
Yeah.
And then I started doing tournaments with Silphorina, RIP Silphorina, by the way. They really pushed me to embrace this competitive format and start like taking it seriously and getting really into it. And now I'm here at the official tournaments.
Have we got our redemption on stream yet?
No!
Coming
okay,
soon.
Here's what happens. The last three regionals I've attended, including NAIC, I lost in loser's semifinals. If I had won my loser's semifinals, I would have made it on stream because loser's finals guaranteed on stream. Three times in a row now. I will shout out one person who wasn't able to make it here. Very, very sad. MagmarMan26. It really, like, it wouldn't be the same right now without his help. He helped me build my team for this.
Oh, awesome.
And we wouldn't have come this far without finding each other. My first regional points at Baltimore, I got top 64, I got 100 points. I decided, let's try out Florges. I didn't have too many expectations. I was like getting a little better at the game at that point. And I was like, you know what? I will stop using Florges when it stops working. And then Toronto, San Antonio, Milwaukee, NAIC, it has not stopped working. And I'm now made top 64 at NAIC.
Congrats.
And with those points, I am now going to Worlds.
That's awesome.
Go play some Pokemon.